Verse 20. Abraham was 100 years old. His wife was 90 years old. God told him he was going to have a baby. Verse 20 said, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. It said in verse 19, Abraham was being not weak in faith. So we notice that someone that does what he did in verse 20 said, through God, staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Amen. Said he was strong in the faith, said he wasn't weak in the faith. I believe he's trying to get a point across to us. Those that give God the glory end up being strong in the faith. And the Bible says that those that have the faith the size of a grain of mustard seed can move mountains. Abraham in verse 16 said he was that one that by faith he is the father of us all. Amen? He's the father of faith. Now, we understand today that we didn't want to give God the glory, and we pray many times that we should give God the glory, the honor, and the glory. It's a very serious thing when we don't give God the glory. If you flip your Bible back right quick to chapter 1 and look what it says in verse 20, from verse 18, chapter 1 to chapter 3 and verse 20, God's given an indictment. He's given what happens when men don't give him the glory. In verse 20 it says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. I'm glad the Bible teaches that the heavens declare the glory of God, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. I want you to notice in verse 21, those that don't give glory to God don't end up being thankful. They end up being weak in the faith. They end up being ungrateful, and they also end up being unwise. The Bible called them foolish people. They also end up with hearts that are not well lit. Their hearts have become darkened. I want to say God this morning wants our hearts to be well lit. He wants us to have an understanding and a knowledge of what's going on in our lives. It should not be something that we're wondering about or we're hoping is going to be all right. God's give us that faith and that insight and that ability to ask the Father where we're supposed to go, what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to do it, and when we're supposed to start. Amen. God has given us the ability and the privilege this morning to ask him for help. I'm glad that he'll not let us not go through life not knowing what we're supposed to do. I meet and run into so many people going up and down the highways, and they'll say, preacher, I really just don't know what I'm supposed to do. But I'm glad God has been helping me and helping me to understand and put me around men like Brother Steve and Brother Roe and other folks, Preacher Lockie, down through the years, that helped me learn about being sensitive to what God wants us to do. And I want to say this morning, without a doubt in my heart, it's the gospel truth that God wants us to give him glory. There's two types of people under the tabernacle this morning, those that are giving him glory and those that are not giving him glory. If you fall on the side that's not giving him glory, you're not thankful, you're not faithful, and you're not wise. So I want to say, God said it'd be a whole lot better if we'd just get over in the glorious gospel light and let it shine in our hearts, and we'd be wise. And while we're at it, we'd get knowledge and understanding, and we'd go forward giving God glory and being grateful in our hearts. I found out, I listened to a lady on the news one morning, as she was so thankful. She said, I've been so thankful. She'd had a serious disease, and it really messed her up, and I can't go into all that, but she was thankful. She said, I've noticed one thing, sir. I'm being so thankful that I don't get mad anymore. That's that kind of anger that gets out of control. Backing over to Ephesians, the Bible said anger and